Hey friend, it's Friday, and that means it's Faith Bomb Friday. Faith Bomb Friday is a quick space for me to highlight a scripture that jumped out to me this week and just share my thoughts, and hopefully give you a quick win for you to finish out this week and finish strong. Let's get to it. Hey, hey, beautiful Kingdom Daughter. Welcome back to the Kingdom Daughters podcast. I'm Angela, your host, and it's Faith Bomb Friday. Yay! I hope and pray that you have enjoyed this Psalm series. I have enjoyed reading through it again and just kind of picking out some of the scripture that has stuck out to me, and I hope that it has been encouragement to you. If you're new here and you're just jumping in, go head on back to old episodes, and you can totally binge listen to all the episodes if you enjoy it. I'm super excited that you're here. If you're new here or you've been here a while, thank you to those who have been here a while. I appreciate you. I hope and pray that you're having an amazing day and that this is an encouragement and that you grow in the Lord and this strengthens your walk with Him. That is it. Okay. So before I jump in, I just wanted to encourage you for ways that you can connect with me or other beautiful women, like our Facebook group and our Facebook community. I would love for you to jump in there if you haven't already. You can go to thekingdomdaughters.com, and at the top there is a place that you can join. You can click and it'll take you to the Facebook group. You can join there, or I'll have it in the show notes. Also, you can connect with me through Instagram. My Instagram handle is at Mrs. Angela Pitnikoff, and I would love to connect with you on there as well. Those are just two places for you to connect if you would like. I will also post that in the show notes as well. So let's dive into Psalms, and we are still in Psalm 37. There is a lot of goodness in this chapter, and so it worked out that it goes with what we're talking about. And like I said last week, I do not think that's a coincidence. As I was praying and as I was looking at the topics and wanting to place them around, as soon as I put the Psalms that was next to it, I was like, oh my gosh, these go together. And that is because the God is so good, and He's always talking to us and He's always speaking to us. And I believe that He always has a message for us. And sometimes we need to hear it more than once, right? I know it shouldn't be that way, but that's just the way it is. We're forgetful. We forget things, and so it's good to be reminded. Yay! So today, Psalm 37:7. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Okay. So mostly it's the first half that I want to touch base on, because obviously on Wednesday, and if you haven't listened to that episode yet, please go back and listen. We talk about learning how to wait on the Lord, which waiting is very difficult, right? It is a hard thing for us. We're used to going, moving, always moving, busy lives, right? It's a badge of honor that we're on the go and we have a busy life and that we're doing all the things and we're super mamas, right? We're super women. But we are called to rest in Him. We're called to remain and to stay and to sit in His presence. And that is where we're fully known by Him. It's kind of like when you think about when your kiddo is running, but when they're so tired and they just need to, like, they just want to sit in your lap, they just want to sit and rest, that's like where the closeness happens, right? When you just pull them in close and you're holding them, the intimacy happens there, the closeness happens, the heartbeats become in sync, right? And that is where a closeness happens, and they get to just not have any cares in the world. They just get to sink in you and just sit and rest and just breathe in your smell and your scent and be a part of kind of who you are in that moment. Like, how much more does God want that for us? To just sit with Him and to rest in Him and to allow Him to carry our burdens and to carry us and hold us and just to be still in His presence, right? Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Sometimes I think we climb into God's lap like, okay, I'm going to rest in you. And we're like, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Are you going to give me the answer yet? Are you going to tell me what's happening, right? Are you going to do the thing, you know? And we need to just wait on him, right? It's like my son Jackson, when he was a baby, he was not really a snuggler like my youngest is, but he would come up and I go, Bubs, come on, let me have a hug. And he would come run to me and then he would hug me and he'd go 1, 2, 3 and then run away. He was like, this is all I can give you right now, Mom. I just give you 3 seconds and then I'm out of here, right? And sometimes we're like that with the Lord, right? We're like, okay, we'll rest in you and we'll wait for you and we'll be patient, but only for a minute because we have things to do. We have places to go. We can't do this for very long, right? And I'm saying this to myself. Please always, always hear me. I am preaching to myself as well, okay? I am learning and growing in this life and on this journey with you as well. And a lot of the scripture that jumps out to me is because it's speaking to me and things that I've learned and I want to share with you so you can learn and grow as well along with me. So never feel judged, never feel shamed, okay? It's just an example that's coming to my heart as we're talking. But we do, right? We run up to God and we're like, yeah, rest time. 1, 2, 3, we're out, right? So I just highly encourage you to really ask the Lord what this means to you or what it means for you in this season and where he wants you to sit or be in this moment, right? What does be still mean for you in this season? What does waiting patiently on the Lord mean for you in this season? What does just sitting with him mean? Okay. All right. That's all I had for you for this week. I do want to say, if you have not had a chance to grab the digital download of the scripture cards, I would love for you to get your hands on those because it's just a nice way for you to get the word in your hands, a tangible thing that is, it's encouraging scripture just for you, built just for you in mind, for the busy woman on the go and in a place where you can take it with you and read scripture out over your car, over your home, wherever you are, or else put it up in your home so you can read it out as you're doing all the things throughout the day. Maybe even put one on your laptop, on your computer, so when you're working and you're going through the day, you can have some of that scripture that you can speak out and declare it over your life and over your heart and over your home and over your family and your kids. So yeah, that's it. Anyways, I'll put the link in the show notes and you can also go to my Instagram and grab it from the link in there. And also I talk about it in the Facebook group so you can look for it in there. So that's all. I hope and pray that you are challenged and blessed by this. Honestly, I just want you to know the Lord more, for you to know him and be known by him. And as we seek him more and grow in him more, we begin to feel more confident in him and secure in who he is. And that is where freedom comes, friend. So anyways, that is all, I promise. remember, you are seen, you are known, you are loved by God, my friend. Believe God is who he says he is. Receive his amazingly awesome and powerful love and walk confidently as the beautiful daughter that you are. Have an awesome, awesome Friday, an amazing weekend, and I will see you next week for our regularly scheduled program. All right, bye now. All right, friend, before you go, really quick, if you've been around for a while and you've been loving the show and you've been listening constantly, first of all, I want to say thank you so much. It means the world to me that you're here, and I just pray that you are continually challenged and blessed by this. But could you do me a favor? Could you go and leave a rating and review? I would love to hear feedback from you. This is one of the only ways I can know that what I'm sharing is actually resonating with you. And it also helps to get the message out there to other beautiful women just like yourself. So if you go to Apple Podcasts, I would love for you to leave a rating and review. That would be amazing. All right, that is all. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you next time. Bye now.